Kutatera Achre Page Chav Zayin, second column. About 12 lines into Gimel. Okay, so he says like this. In order to connect, you need Vadvan Ma'ela, you need the way Tera comes into Gashmis, the things and so on. So he says like this. In Eneida, it's known, Shemachshava V'dibir Shala Adam, the thought and speech of a person, Ein B'chinas Levushim, are the garments of Machshavas Levush Apnimi V'dibir Levushim Tzoy. He says like this, the three garments of the soul, thought, speech, and action. So thought is the internal garment of the soul. Speech is the external garment, because speech already reveals it to somebody else. Thought, on the other hand, is completely internal. Nobody knows what you're thinking, it's completely to yourself. And like we learned many times, it's one mamish, one with the nefesh. And therefore, just like the nefesh always works, the thought always works. So he says, Im keng, shenav shisholodim eslabish b'machshova dibar shol teira. Therefore, when a person thinks and speaks teira, it dresses itself into the garment of Hashem. Hashem and Torah is one. So when a person thinks Torah, speaks Torah, they mamish become one with Hashem himself, which is levush katalachia, which is the garment of white snow. You can't become closer to Hashem in any way whatsoever. Like the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, in Perek Hei, that when a person learns Torah, the unity between Hashem and the person is non-existent unity in Gashmias. Why? And he explains. Because when you learn something, the learning is in your head. While you're learning, you can't learn something else because your mind is in the subject that you're learning. So unlike, let's say you put water in a cup, so the water is in the cup is not in the water. The table's in the room is not in the table. Okay, so it's only like a half unity. The water is in the cup, they're united, but it's not, the cup is not in the water. When a person learns something, no matter what they're learning, so their mind is in the learning is in their head, so the unity that they have with Hashem, it could only be through learning Torah, because it's a double-sided unity. Like the marshal, like the Gemara's expression is, two people wrapped in one talus. Now we can understand. In the second parsha of Krishna, the pasuk says, I will give you rain. I will give you grass in the field. As it sounds as if Moshe Rabbeinu is saying it. Like we learned, Dvarim, the whole Chumash Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. So now Moshe Rabbeinu comes along in Shema and says, I'm going to give rain, I'm going to give grass. It's not, he says, Be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nesin. Or Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashem Amezeh. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu say it when really Hashem is the one giving the rain, Hashem is giving the grass, not Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Gemara, he says, because the Shechina is speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, I am giving, he's like the microphone. You have a microphone, and you hear through the loudspeaker, I am giving grass. It's not the microphone, it's the person talking through the microphone. Hashem is speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu.
But mechanically enhanced voice.
Yeah, but Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mechanically. It was manual. This is the expression Chazal say that the Shechina speaks Sha'ame V'nasati. Avomasha Anachnu Eim Gam V'nasati. Lucheda. But the question is, we say V'nasati. Moshe Rabbeinu was completely bottled. He says, Eino Movin Lucheda. How can we say V'nasati? Says like this. When we say in davening, if you translate what we say is, I'm giving grass, I'm giving rain. We're not giving nothing. So what's the answer? He says, because a Jew first says, La'avas Hashem Elokeichem la'avdei. So the Jew becomes one with Hashem, and therefore the Jew could say, I am giving. Because again, it's not him. It's Moshe Rabbeinu in us talking. The Moshe Rabbeinu in us talking. That's Shechina Medabes. Ha'inu Mesiris Nefesh. It's for the Bamish Mesiris Nefesh. It's not that he shouldn't be considered a kefer denier. It's the bit It's the haughtiness and the coarseness of the person that the Gemara says. Call me sheish be gasus ruach. The Gemara says in Saita, whoever has this haughtiness, should rip him apart, tear him apart like a avodah zarah tree. Because the person, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that a person who has ego should be ripped apart like an Asherah tree, right? That means you are an Asherah tree and you should be ripped apart. That's what the Gemara is saying. The person separates himself from Hashem. Therefore, Tzarech Li is Bechinas Bittul. Or Mesir is Nafesh La Hashem. Therefore, it's necessary to have the level of bittul mesiras nefesh, like we say, meidem anachnu loch. We admit to Hashem, submit ourselves to Hashem. Shahedo elav yizbarich. The submission is mamish to Hashem himself, to kula kamei kolei choshev. That everything is worthless. It's nothing compared to Hashem. V'chol mashal amata mata, and the lower the thing is even more nothing. The lower the thing, the more nothing it is. Not like we see. By us, the lower the thing, the more it appears to be something. But the reality is, the more yes it is, the more nothing it is. Not like we see Shabriya Yesh Miyayin. That Briya is something from nothing, and therefore, the something, the more something it is, the more... It is. So therefore, what happens? Through this level of bittul, it becomes the unity of Hashem benafshei, and therefore he could say v'nasati. That's a phenomenal word that Rebbe is saying over here. That a Jew has the ability to be on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu to say, I am giving grass. How? Through the level of Mesiras Nefesh, that he doesn't feel himself at all. He only feels connected to Hashem through Machshava and Dibur. So, but by the way, this is only when it's 24-7. Not if it's temporary. If it's 24-7, then the person has the ability to be able to save an Asati Esev, because he's so one with Hashem, with giving up his existence to only do what Hashem wants. So therefore, then he's a level of an Asati. Like the Gemara says, when a person learns Teda, Shadvar Hashem Mamashu Bepiv. Okay? So therefore, the Altarebbe says like this. When a person understands that through thinking Teda, speaking Teda, you become mamish one with Hashem, and of course action, because then you mamish become altogether in all three garments one with Hashem. The person has the unbelievable ability to become mamish one with Hashem. And if he mamish becomes one with Hashem, then he's able to say, V'nasati Esav, V'nasati Mitarachim. He says, Timsa b'may marad hazal. The words of Beis Hillel, the words of Beis Shammai, both the words of Elokim, Shema b'she Beis Shammai Eimrim, u Beis Hillel Eimrim, or Divrei Abaye v'Ravam, ain't a Divrei Mamish. It's not their words, it's Dvar Hashem Mamish b'fiv. It's Mamish Hashem speaking. In other words, people always ask this. We used to get this question here a lot. It's on tapes from years ago. Bunch of bored rabbis got together and they had nothing to do with themselves, so they made a lot of laws. This is what the personality in the show used to say. Anyways, so the bottom line is, it's not true. The Alter Rebbe explains, when Abai and Rava spoke, they had such bittul to Hashem, their whole existence was Elukus. Whatever they said was God speaking. How could it be an argument between Abai and Rava or Beishamim and Beisil? What is God really saying? So the answer is, the Gemara says, Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim, they're both right. From the level of chesed, this is the approach. From the level of gvura, this is the approach. In practical halacha, it could only be one approach. But as far as Torah itself is concerned, Abai and Rava, that's why the Gemara says, you know, people don't understand the greatness of the Tanoim and Amiroim. The Gemara says, Bezuta de Bechum Achayim Esim. The lowest level, Amira, the lowest, was able to resurrect the dead. That was the holiness that they had. Their entity, their existence was only Elokus. And therefore, there was no entity of Abaya or Rava or this. There was only the entity of Torah. And therefore, Rava says, or other people in the Gemara, especially Rava said, Dvarim shamati Torah sem biyodi. Sometimes Rava says, the thing he told the students, the next day, what I told yesterday was wrong. There was no ego that he had to justify himself to make himself right. Whatever it was, this is the, and therefore this explains also, when Rav Shimon Yochai said to his son, if there's two tzaddikim in this generation, it's me and you. And if there's one, it's me. Or the Rebbe quotes even a greater thing. In the Yerushalmi it says, Rashbi said, Man Pnei Odin, who is the face of Hashem? Da Rashbi. Yeah? Or Rav Yosef in the Gemara says, at the end of Seita, that L'tesev Anova Dika Ano, don't say modesty because there's me. What greater gaiva is that? That's the only problem with that is if Rav Yosef was an entity by himself. Then coming home and say, yeah, I'm modest. Rav Yosef and Rashbi, and it was so bottled, there was no, it was Moshe made the microphone. There was no mitzias of their own. So when he said, who's the play Adon Dor Rashbi, or he said, there was no person saying it. It was Elokus saying that in the level of Rav Yosef there was modesty. Who is the face of God? Who is the tzaddik of the tzaddik Yisrael Elam? Was Rashbi. There's no existence at all. There's no gaiva in any way whatsoever. But that those are lofty levels. They're not our levels in any way. A zillion times not.
So you shouldn't have made any mistakes.
Who? Let me ask you a question. You have a page of Gemara, then the next page, the Gemara says it's wrong. Gemara says, yeah? The Gemara, it's a whole question and answer thing, and then the next page, the Gemara says, Elo Amarava! No, it's a new answer, yeah? Right. Now, if somebody learns that piece of Gemara, they get a mitzvah learning Torah? The Gemara says it's wrong and it's a whole new answer. And the Gemara refutes the previous answer. I have a mina in Torah's Torah. When he says, Dvarim Shamaiti Torah Sein Beyodi, it's only a mistake as far as halacha goes, but it's still Torah. It's an aspect of Torah that's the same Torah as the halacha of Torah is. Except it's not practical. Observance is not that way. But the essence of Torah it is. You know how many things I learned out from Havaminas of the Gemara, from the initial thinking of the Gemara? A ton of stuff. And if a person learns it, they're learning 100% Torah. If somebody will take all the Beishamais of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, or Braisa, and learn them, they're not learning Torah. Ayd Allah is always like Beis Hillel, except in a few things. So, of course they're learning Torah. And that Shechina medabers mitoich grainei, and that's 100% Torah. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim.
What?
In halacha, there's only one way of doing it. You can't permit it and forbid it at the same time. But as far as the Torah, it's an equal Torah. V'zeu inyan ha-Torah, that's the level of Torah. What's Torah? Machshava and Dibur, right? That's the connection that Jew has with Torah, with Hashem. But mitzvahs is something else. This is all basically within the person. But how do you bring this oneness with Hashem into the world? He says, "Ine b'chin is malchus, malchus is baruch chayis kol ha'ilimis baligvul." The level of malchus, the way Hashem gives life to the world, b'makom is man malchus ha malchus kol ha'ilimim. Your kingdom is forever. M'shalcha, your dictatorship b'chol dar v'dar. Kol ha'ilimim is a level of makom dar v'dar b'chin is man. And therefore, Malkum is man, is only shach on the level of Malchus, Melech, Moloch, and Yimlech. What do we say in Davening? In Yichved, there's, that's not one pasuk, it's three psukim combined. Hashem Melech, Hashem was king, is king, Hashem Yimlech, Le'olam Void, right? Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech, Le'olam Void. There is no such pasuk, by the way. There's three psukim. One pasuk says somewhere Hashem Melech, and then another pasuk says Hashem Malach, and then in Chumash it says Hashem Yimlech Le'olam Void by Yoz Yashir. But we don't never find Hashem was Chesed, is Chesed, will be Chesed. Was Gvura, is Gvura, will be Gvura. We don't find any psukim of that. It's why. So it says very simple. Time and place begins in Malchus. Above Malchus, there is no time and place. There's the source of time and place. But time and place only begin with Malchus. Why? Because Malchus is the speech that created time and place, that created the world. The world is time and place.
What does that have to do with Malchus?
Because Malchus is the level that created the world. Malchus is Dibur.
Therefore, in Chumash, it can't all be at the same time?
What can be at
the same time? I don't understand why.
Because the world is defined by time and place.
Right.
Time and place means past, present, and future. That only exists in the level of Malchus, which created the world. Higher than Malchus doesn't create the world.
And that's why it can't be in one pasuk? Is that what you were
saying? No, that's why you don't have Bechlal ever in any psukim. Hashem was Chesed, is Chesed, will be Chesed. Was Gvura, is Gvura, will be Gvura. Only by Malchus do you have that. Yeah. Melech, Malch, and Yimlech.
Why is it that order?
What?
Is.
No, Melech was king, is king.
No, Melech is king.
No.
Hashem Melech.
Was king. Melech is king. Look.
Oh, really?
It goes in order.
Hashem Melech is was.
Yeah. Was king is. Look in English.
Okay.
There are other dimensions besides time and place, but without time and place, there are not.
What do you mean dimensions? The spiritual dimensions. Chesed is higher than Gvura. Okay? So in the spiritual language, Chesed is before Gvura. Correct? But that's not physical dimensions.
It says is, was, and will be.
Is?
Yeah, that's the
His king was king. Okay. So then it's the same thing, because now we talk about the present first. But it's but the concept of all three only exists by Malchus. Because above Malchus, there is no physical place and time. There are spiritual dimensions. Even the Rambam says this in Hilchos Yesedei HaTorah. When it says, Srafim eimdim mimaloi, the Srafim are above the Eifanim, it doesn't mean standing on a higher step. It means higher level, means a great understanding of Elokus, more than the lower level, so therefore it's higher. Chesed is a great understanding of Elokus than Gvura, so Gvura is lower than Chesed.
In fact, higher than Malchus, you could have all three at the same time.
Yeah, it's above time and place.
So you could say the statement.
No,
is about.
No, we're not saying is, was, it is.
All at the same time.
Not at the same time. There was, is, and will be.
That's
the definition of time, which is connected to place. The definition of time is how long something exists. So if there's no place, there's no time. That's the Magid's answer why the world wasn't created earlier. Because before there was place, there was no time. You have a Paim Sharna Kod Matoyle, but again, that's all spiritual language of not in time, physical time and place, and spiritual time and place.
If there's no time, you can't have space.
The definition of time is how long something exists. If there's no something, there's not the time.
If there's no time, there's no existence, you're saying?
If there's no existence, there's no time.
No existence,
What's the definition of time?
How long something
exists. How long something exists.
What does that do with space, though?
Space is something. How long something exists is the definition of time. That's why Zman and Mokim are interconnected. Zman and Mokim are both Mechudoshim, as Chassidus uses the expression. They're both created when the world was. Before the world was created, there was no time. So you can't ask why wasn't the world created earlier? Because time didn't exist before earlier. The source of time existed, but not actual time.
Scientifically, there are other dimensions, but they're based on Zman and time.
So again, so don't know, are no other dimensions.
Right.
Yeah, there's 100 and something elements, but they're all based on the 4 elements, so therefore there's 4 elements. The Rebbe has a whole letter about this. The Dalet Yoseidus, there's much more than 2-4 elements. The Rebbe explains each of the others are all based on those 4. You wonder if there's Martians?
No, I mean, like, there's other worlds in spirituality that have nothing to do with these 4 elements?
No, you're talking about physical elements or spiritual elements? The 4 elements are also existent in spiritual. The nefesh ulikis, you have, you know, the spiritual elements and physical elements, emotional elements.
Earth,
air, fire, water. How are malachim made? From fire and air. It doesn't mean physical fire, it doesn't mean spirit, physical air. Right? The elements we have today are physical elements. They're created from spiritual elements, fire and air, earth and water. I mean, malachim are fire and air, not earth and water. Earth and water makes them more substantial, more gashmias. Therefore, angels are not gashmias. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that the malachim are made from eish and ruach. So therefore they're only spiritual beings, not physical beings. In Tanya, what?
Would not be seen.
Angels?
Yeah.
Not with a physical eye, unless they come as people.
So how did Abraham saw the...
Because they came as physical people, that's what I'm saying. If they come as physical people, then Eliyahu Navi also sometimes pops in as a physical guy. When he's spiritual, when Shami, you don't see it. Avo bein to 5 lines to the end of the page. Avo bein to Baruch Atzmi. The Shaykh in his man and Malkum Klaal. There's no time and place at all. Therefore, in the age of Kateir and Nikubit Salmenu. The occupation of Teir is called Salmenu, which is Lamailam in Azman. What? Masha'enk and Amitzis, which are the level of Malchus, which already deal with the physical aspect of the world, that's called Kidmusenu, in our form, and over there is Shared the union of time. Meaning, that's why the Rebbe explains like this, The Gemara says, whoever learns the laws of Ola, is like they brought an Ola. Yeah? Lochera, in order to bring a carbon Ola, number one, you need to be in Eretz Yisrael. Now, number two, you need to do it during the day. Now, number three, you cannot be impure. There's a lot of details in bringing a carbon oila. Yet, the Gemara says, you're in pajamas at night, in bed, learning about the carbon oila. It's like you brought an oila. Ay, lochera, how could it be? You're not in Eretz Yisrael. You're not during the day. You're not, whatever. The answer is because Torah is above time and place. So Torah, when you learn it, it's not relevant time and place.
Last year?
Maybe tomorrow.
No, probably not. Last year in this place.